Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This is a show me your papers law.
Breaking news. Texas can now arrest and detain anyone suspected of illegally crossing into the state from Mexico. The fight over who can police the border escalating and the Supreme Court weighing in.
Nearly 500,000 people here in El Paso have to basically justify their presence in the United States because of the color of their skin.
What this means for the battle over immigration.
Texas very simply is enforcing the laws.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with a ruling from the Supreme Court that allows a sweeping Texas immigration law to go into effect for now. In a 6-3 decision, the nation's highest court said it won't block the law known as SB4 that gives local and state police the power to arrest and detain migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally. The federal government has been the sole authority of immigration enforcement for decades, and critics say this ruling is an affront to federal law. The case now heads back to the Court of Appeals to decide if it is constitutional or not. But in the meantime, it's a major victory for Texas and Republican Governor Greg Abbott. The White House said that they fundamentally disagree with the Supreme Court's order. And CBS's Ed O'Keefe is on the campaign trail with the president, and he'll start us off tonight from Las Vegas.
Razor wire and Texas National Guard troops along the U.S.-Mexico border reinforced tonight by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, Lone Star State Sheriff and Police Departments can arrest, jail, and judges can prosecute migrants accused of illegally entering the U.S.
He's not denying illegal entry. President Biden is aiding and abetting illegal entry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who's been locked in a years-long fight with the federal government over border security, last year signed what's known as the SB4 law amid the historic increase in migrant border crossings. Today, he called the Supreme Court's ruling a positive development. The White House sought to block the law and today said it's another example of Republican officials politicizing the border while blocking real solutions. It called on Congress to pass a bipartisan border security plan currently being blocked in the House. The Supreme Court allowed the new law to take effect, but it still faces a challenge in a lower federal court. Today, conservative justices Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett urged the appeals court to rule quickly. Liberal justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson questioned the law's constitutionality and said it'll upend the longstanding federal-state balance of power and sow chaos. Multiple law enforcement officials tell CBS News they're already short-staffed and don't have the training from the state on how to enforce the law.
It's not like, oh, he looks illegal and we're going to put him in jail. We can't do that. You know, we can't stereotype someone, you know, someone from Mexico and do that.
And that potential for racial profiling across Texas is what concerns migrant activists like Dylan Corbett.
It's not just against recently arriving migrants who are coming to the border today, but this really goes after Texans throughout the state.
Tonight, the Mexican government says it won't accept migrants that Texas officials try to send back under the new law. Campaigning here in Nevada, President Biden had no comment on the ruling. Coincidentally, he's headed next to the border states of Arizona and Texas. Nora?
Ed O'Keefe, thank you very much. Today, former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro became the first person from the Trump administration to go to prison over matters related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. CBS's Robert Costa reports Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress and remained defiant to the very end.
Navarro's going to prison today.
Peter Navarro made it clear he understood his fate this morning. And addressing reporters outside Miami's Federal Correctional Institution, the 74-year-old former Trump trade advisor said he wasn't happy about it.
I'm pissed. That's what I'm feeling right now. But I'm also afraid of only one thing. I'm afraid for this country, because this, what they're doing, should have a chilling effect on every American, regardless of their party. If they come for me, they can come for you.
Navarro will live in an 80-person dormitory reserved for older inmates. He'll have access to a phone, email, and TV.
The president's going to sign another order.
Once a combative fixture at Trump's side, Navarro now becomes the first ever former White House official jailed for contempt of Congress. The four-month sentence handed down after he defied a subpoena from the House January 6th committee, probing his role in trying to overturn the 2020 election.
The election's over, the voting's over, but the outcome is not.
Navarro was an advocate of a proposed scheme to help Trump stay in power. The former president, who continues to falsely claim the election was stolen and praises those who face prosecution for their conduct on January 6th, said Navarro was wronged.
I think it's a shame. I think it's a disgrace.
Behind the scenes, Republican sources tell me Trump now faces intense stress politically and financially. His prized properties like Trump Tower and 40 Wall Street could be seized on Monday by the New York Attorney General if he doesn't secure his $454 million bond.
Robert Costa, thank you. Well, tonight, two former Mississippi sheriff's deputies are behind bars after being sentenced for taking part in the racially motivated torture of two black men last year. The deputies were among a group of white law enforcement officers who called themselves the Goon Squad because of their willingness to use excessive force. CBS's Errol Burnett reports.
Egregious and despicable, those words from a federal judge in Mississippi describing the actions of former cops Hunter Elwood, sentenced to 20 years, and Jeffrey Middleton, sentenced to more than 17 years. They, along with four others, some of whom refer to themselves as the Goon Squad, pleaded guilty to breaking into this home early last year without a warrant, then terrorizing and torturing two black men, all apparently because they stayed at this house with a white woman.
The six white police officers involved in this assault sought to dehumanize their victims.
During the ordeal, both were handcuffed as deputies poured milk, alcohol, and syrup on their faces, calling them racial slurs. At one point, Michael Jenkins was shot in the mouth.
Look at me, I'm looking at him, and he sat there for a minute, and he pulled the trigger.
You can see the bullet, you know, coming out of the gun. I mean, the fire coming out, and it was horrific.
The federal charges were brought by the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division.
Hard to imagine a more atrocious set of civil rights violations than those carried out by these guys.
An investigation by the Associated Press revealed that since 2019, some of these deputies had been involved in at least four violent assaults on black men. They resulted in two deaths and another suffering lasting injuries.
They're not just depriving victims of their civil rights, they're degrading the public's trust in our criminal justice system.
Now, there are still four additional deputies to be sentenced later this week. And during today's hearing in the federal courthouse you see behind me, Hunter Elwood addressed the court, said he accepted responsibility, and said to the two victims, Nora, that he apologized. At that point, one of the victims, Eddie Parker, stood, turned to him and said, "I forgive you."
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Errol Burnett, thank you. Now to Haiti, where the U.S. is considering a new plan to airlift desperate Americans out of the country, which is in deep political turmoil. With the main airport in Haiti's capital still closed, helicopters may be used to fly Americans to the Dominican Republic, where they could book flights to the U.S. As CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports, the only option for now is a dangerous six-hour drive to another airport in Haiti's north.
Another day at Cap Haitien International Airport as Americans are desperate to flee a country in crisis. 82-year-old Gregoire LeConte is one of hundreds of U.S. passport holders trying to leave. He's hoping to get home to his wife in New York, but still no luck securing a seat.
You're back here waiting to see when the next one will go.
Yes.
But no idea right now when it might happen.
No idea.
This woman, who did not want her identity revealed, came to the airport early this morning with no baggage in hand, scared for those she leaves behind.
The thing is, people go inside your house, killing, raping, all those things, burning your house. You don't know tomorrow what's going to happen.
CBS Miami reporter Tanya Francois was also in Cap Haitien, where she was on board one of the several missionary flights bringing aid and evacuating people.
Airport workers tell me that this is the first flight to come in from the United States with passengers, also with supplies.
Residents in the capital of Port-au-Prince see no end to a crisis that has their city plagued by gang violence. More than 86,000 people are displaced, with no access to food or gas. People on the streets are on the brink of starvation. Widespread power outages are leaving some stranded and still hoping for a way out. Manuel Bajorquez, CBS News, Cap Haitien, Haiti.
Now to an alarming new study that estimates in Chicago that nearly 70% of children under 6 years old are exposed to lead-contaminated drinking water. CBS's Charlie DeMar reports on the latest major city to face this widespread problem.
Tonight, danger lurking in Chicago's drinking water, according to a new study that used AI to estimate lead levels in unfiltered tap water over a seven-year period. Benjamin Nguyen is the study's lead researcher.
You know, the goal is to have zero lead in water at all. And we know from the science that even small amounts of lead in the water can have an impact on your child.
Black and Hispanic children are more likely to be affected and less likely to have their household water tested, according to the study estimation.
I don't think we need to be alarmist. It's not as bad as the Flint crisis. Your kid's not going to be hospitalized from the levels of lead that we're seeing, but even these low levels of lead, these are things that can affect your child without you noticing.
Lead in drinking water is a nationwide issue. Children in Flint, Michigan, were found to have learning delays after the lead water crisis began there 10 years ago. Today, Chicago's Department of Water Management told CBS News it has an issue with the study's methodology, saying its results only indicated whether there is a lead service line, not routine exposure. Chicago environmental advocate Shakina Perry is calling on the city to immediately replace lead water pipes.
So not only is this a public health crisis, but it's also an environmental justice issue. And so when you look at it through that lens, that should create a sense of urgency to say that we can't wait any longer.
The Biden administration has vowed to remove all lead pipes nationwide. Here in Chicago, the Department of Water Management says it's already introduced programs to remove the city's 400,000 lead service lines and offers residents with free water testing. Nora?
Charlie DeMar, thank you. The number of abortions in the U.S. topped 1 million last year for the first time in over a decade. More than 60% were medication abortions using a two-pill regimen to terminate early pregnancies. The increase is despite the 2022 Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade that allowed 13 states to ban abortion with few exceptions, forcing many women to travel out of state. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments next week in a case that puts access to one of those medications used in abortions at stake. New video of Princess Catherine has not ended speculation online and in the British press about her whereabouts months after she had abdominal surgery. And as CBS's Raimi Innocencio reports, the authenticity of another royal photo is coming under scrutiny.
The optics of royal business as usual. Prince William supported a homelessness project today while King Charles greeted Korean War veterans at Buckingham Palace. But those optics have been blurred in this 2022 photo of Queen Elizabeth, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. The image digitally enhanced, according to global picture agency Getty Images. The second royal photo in 2 weeks after Princess Catherine apologized for doctoring this portrait. The picture was taken by Kate. who last officially appeared in public at Christmas before disappearing from public view to undergo abdominal surgery.
They may discover that these days, in a world with social media where people like to have a running commentary on every single issue, that it isn't possible now for us to have 3 months with absolutely no news.
But Kate made big news when she was filmed walking with Prince William in Windsor in this new video obtained by TMZ, further fueling the debate about transparency in the royal family.
I think it's been made clear to me from several of their friends who know their thinking on this that I think both of them will want to be more open about what has gone on at a point where Kate feels ready to do that.
And Kensington Palace has maintained all along that Kate would return to public duties after Easter. The late Queen Elizabeth's unofficial motto was never complain, never explain. But for the next generation royals, that might be do explain, but just a little. Nora.
Rami Innocencio, thank you very much. A mother desperate to see her missing son again calls in a famous group of rescuers to help find him. We've got the details next.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
The search for a missing college student in Nashville is expanding. Riley Strain's family said today they've asked the volunteer group, rescue group, the United Cajun Navy, to help look for the 22-year-old. Officials have been searching the Cumberland River and Strain's bank card because that was found near the shore on Sunday. The University of Missouri senior disappeared 11 days ago during a fraternity trip. His anguished mother says she usually speaks with her son a few times a day.
He's my best friend. He's everything.
Tennessee officials are investigating whether Strain was over-served alcohol at a bar owned by country music singer Luke Bryan. A new report on climate change issues a red alert while warning to the world due to rising sea levels and record temperatures. We'll show you one ambitious plan to fight the problem next. 2023 was the hottest year on record, and a new report on climate change includes a dire warning for the planet. Rising temperatures have resulted in record low sea ice in the Antarctic, while sea levels are rising twice as fast as they were two decades ago. And if the world continues on the same path, ocean levels could rise in America as much as 7 feet by the year 2100. That's leading top climate scientists to combat the problem. The Biden administration is committing billions toward jump-starting a new carbon capture industry in America. CBS's Ben Tracy shows us two unique approaches to tackling the crisis.
So this is where carbon goes to die?
Exactly.
This field in central Arkansas will soon be a graveyard for planet warming pollution.
It's going into the ground and it'll stay here forever.
Barclay Rogers is CEO of Graphite, a startup that takes leftover material from timber and rice mills and locks away the carbon dioxide that plants naturally remove from the atmosphere by turning it into bricks, wrapping them up, and burying them in the ground.
We're taking the carbon captured by plants and keeping it out of the atmosphere for 1,000 years or more.
So you got a lot of space here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Graphite plans to turn this empty warehouse into the world's largest carbon removal facility, eventually removing 50,000 tons of CO2 per year. That's like taking 10,000 cars off the road. American Airlines is paying Graphite to offset some of the pollution from its flights.
This brick of dead plants and trees is really going to be a solution?
It's going to be a very big solution.
To avoid the worst impacts of climate change, scientists say we need to stop burning fossil fuels and switch to cleaner forms of energy, but also need to remove billions of tons of carbon dioxide we've already put up into the atmosphere.
This is not a nice to have anymore. This is a must have.
Shashank Samala runs Heirloom Carbon. It just opened the nation's first commercial carbon capture plant in Central California. The automated facility stacks trays of limestone 40 feet high, allowing the rock to suck carbon dioxide from the air like a sponge. In nature, that takes months. Heirloom's technology does it in just days.
Carbon that might have come out of somebody's tailpipe is now being sucked down into this.
Yeah, exactly.
Heirloom says its pilot plant removes just 1,000 tons of CO2 per year, but plans to build facilities that capture 1,000 times more. Carbon removal is often knocked for being too expensive, but given the climate crisis we now face, Samala says it's an essential part of the solution.
We need to start turning back the clock on climate change. You know, what carbon removal offers us is the closest thing to a time machine.
Ben Tracy, CBS News, Central California.
Heart of America is next with a remarkable graduation ceremony for a premature baby born at just 26 weeks.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America, meet Eliana Lopez. When Eliana was born in May of 2023, she was the smallest premature baby ever at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, weighing only 12 ounces, and she was the size of a soda can. After spending 10 months in the NICU with a devoted staff of over 200 doctors and nurses taking care of her, she was finally able to go home last week. The staff at Cedars-Sinai Guerin Children's gave her a full graduation ceremony, look, complete with a cap and gown. Eliana's parents, Cecilia and Boris, said the staff became like family.
We knew that this day would come. We were very hopeful and we had faith that things would work out. And we trusted this hospital, and we knew we were in good hands. And today we get to take our daughter home after 10 months.
Wow. Well, Eliana is now 17 pounds, but she's still got a long road ahead. Eliana Lopez and the incredible staff at Cedars-Sinai Guerin Children's, tonight's Heart of America. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you enjoy tuning into the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.